listening to me. Episode 134. This is Nerd Nash reporting live from the church. I am joined by Coach Marley, Mixmaster, Majestic, Meese, MMMM. And this is a nice, smooth Monday afternoon recording. This sounds nice and smooth, but behind the scenes, we are struggling with the microphones. So if you hear any snap, crackle, or pops, bear with us. Or you can cut it off and say, I ain't dealing with this shit. But if you're a loyal listener, just hold on. Just hold on and work with us. We will have this fixed by next episode. I am feeling good. How long have we been going? About 2 weeks?
Coach Marley? Yeah, 2-3.
About 2-3 weeks. We had the church shut down for it, but it's all good. We are back. We hope you're feeling good. It is Monday, April 1st. If you are listening to this 30 years into the future, this is 2024. We are reporting live from. Oh, man, I'm feeling good. How you feeling, Coach Marley?
Shit, I'm straight. I feel good.
April 1st, second quarter of the year is here. We are going into the second quarter, April, May, June. Things will start to heat up. Outside will be more outside-ish.
Already seen a flyer for the first official day party.
The day party flyer is going out. Legs will be out, biceps, triceps, traps, glutes.
They ain't going to be out that early.
They going to be out. This the second quarter when they come out. April, May, June, they come out. So I hope you ready. First quarter was good to me. I would say I'm up coming into the second quarter. I had a great first quarter. Knocked down some threes. You know what I mean? Fast break points. Play some good defense. Had a good first quarter. No complaints. I ain't feeling sad. It's been a good year so far. Fuckery aside. Hope you can say the same.
Coach, I can't.
Marley. You can't?
Nah.
You still here.
Nigga, I ain't in the game, though.
Oh, come on. You in the game.
Nigga, I'm suited up. I'm on injured reserve right now.
All right. Well, hopefully your second quarter.
Only thing I'm at is practice.
Well, at least you practicing. You on the practice squad. Oh, man. Damn, Vontae Davis died? Vontae Davis, I just saw that. I think I just seen that. Rest in peace to him. We are here. Been a lot going on, man. Man, oh, man. Man, oh, man. Coach Marley, what do you want to do? Do you want to start with the rap wars? Do you want to go into the race war?
What race war?
Or do you want to go into the freak wars? We got three ways we can go.
Let's go into the freak wars.
Let's go straight into the freak wars. Your man, my man, the culture's man.
The culture turned his back on him.
Sean P. Diddy Combs, a.k.a. the Diddler.
Why are you using that lame, dog?
Diddy or Diddy?
A.K.A. Diddy Do It. Man.
Brother Love.
Brother Love. Puff Daddy. So many names. Such a legendary career. And you know what, Coach Marley? Months ago, in the church, we painted scenarios asking the people, what if we have to look on TV and see one of our OGs, one of our GOATs in cuffs? We haven't seen it yet. No cuffs on them yet. We getting closer and closer. They put the cuffs on Puff's kids, but not him. So we almost there. We was almost right. They raided Homeland Security, raided his homes. Don't know what they found. Don't know what they stole. We don't know what's going on. Ran up in his crib. you know, they handcuffed his kids, but still no arrest, Coach Molly.
No warrant.
No warrant for his arrest. I guess they had a search warrant, but no warrant for the diddler's arrest.
Ran down on him at the Clearport, but did not arrest him.
So we seeing a lot of stories in the scrolls, a lot of freaky encounters we hearing, but still no charges. I just saw footage of him. Did you see him in my, did you see him, the new footage?
He fighting back.
He dancing, he smiling. It looked like fake. It looked kind of fake. He didn't look, his moves didn't look like happy moves.
Nah, he just was showing him, I'm still alive.
He trying to just show the people, I'm still
he
here.
He got his beard dyed, his hair dyed, so you know he outside.
He outside with his kids. I saw him outside with his kids, I think out of Top Golf. Then I seen him, he was in a little cafe with Stevie J. Still smiling, veneers still shining.
Puff got veneers?
Them ain't his real teeth, come on. No, they not, bro.
Puff had good teeth since the 90s.
I don't think that's his real joints, yo.
So everybody get fake teeth in Hollywood.
If you in Hollywood, your shit gotta be fake, yo.
Nah.
Not always.
Everybody.
They ain't
letting
you in the free golf unless your teeth is...
Jay-Z teeth ain't real.
He don't be at the Johns.
How you
I'm
know?
I'm talking about free golf. It's nothing but veneers in the free golf. I bet you.
He ain't got veneers. He be in free golf.
Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
He do his own free golf. He do his own
What
free.
You mean?
He in the massage, allegedly.
Free golf.
So what are we doing, Coach Mark? First of all, how do you feel? Because... We spoke off the record, and you don't like what you've been seeing from the people.
I don't like the people. I don't like how the people acting.
And well, you know, the people are the new police.
Yeah, fucking rats.
We work the case. Fucking the people work the case now. We say who's who, who's innocent, who's guilty. We get the evidence. We doing it for the Fed. The Feds just go off with the scrolls.
So who gonna do
the?
Who gonna be doing citizens arrest? Let's go.
Coach Molly, did he do it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Something just ain't like Hassan Campbell say. Something just ain't right, yo.
No, none of the power higher ups is speaking. They ain't saying shit. Diddy probably said, y'all shut up. Y'all don't say nothing. I got this.
I honestly think, yo, I think what he's guilty of is just, he's just a freak. But you can't go to jail for that. Now, all this extra stuff from your man, Lil Rod.
That ain't my man. That's your nigga.
That he put in the paperwork. It's just a bunch of hearsay. Is it a chance we see Diddy beat all this and come back better than ever? Or you think he done?
He gonna beat it, but he ain't. It's not gonna be the same. It's not gonna be the same Diddy, man. Watch.
But what if it's all lies and his name is money off the lies?
The lies is more powerful than truth nowadays.
I mean, damn. I never say he didn't do it. So why would we believe him?
You already said he did it.
The average person is drilled in their head that he did it.
But he don't say that he didn't do it.
He can't. He did put out early
statement saying
weeks ago he put out a post saying all this shit is BS. His lawyer said it's all BS.
So why are you?
So Majestic Me saying she want an IG live from Diddy face in the cam.
Yes, you do.
He ain't going for that. He ain't gonna do that to himself. He gonna let the lawyers talk.
Yeah.
But
the R. Kelly shit is different from Diddy.
But remember, I told you that. Remember that paperwork that was that Lil Rod, the Lil Rod paperwork. I told you that paperwork looked suspect, and his lawyers jumped all over. Said, look at the paperwork.
Even when you went back to the Meek shoot, like nobody wouldn't know who that was. you blank it out and put a rapper from Philly that dated Nicki Minaj. Like,
what can Diddy do, man, to save his name?
His name is already burnt.
It's done. There's nothing he can do. Damn, yo.
Just prove your innocence and then just disappear. You did enough. 50 years of hip hop.
He did enough, but look how fast it can be wiped out.
Exactly. They try and change the history. They try and get him out of here.
I can't call this one, yo. I can't call. I don't know what's going to happen.
Just watch the movie.
You know what I mean? Damn, Diddy.
Diddy in his movie. Let him.
I didn't know it was going to get to this.
You knew.
I didn't know it was going to get. I didn't, though.
Because you said puffing cuffs.
Yeah, but I didn't. I ain't know it was going to get nasty like this. Because it's just so many different levels to it.
Then you got 50 Cent, Baby Mom in the mix.
Oh, man. 50 Cent been kicking 50 Cent, his... I've been wondering why he was kicking his back.
They say he mad.
So
he just mad because she with Diddy.
Hey, man. That's how it...
So he upset.
And I was wondering, why is he going so hard at Diddy like this?
What did he do?
It all made sense. His baby mom was moving around with Diddy.
Running around with the diddler. This whole time? Yeah, that's why.
She in the paperwork. That's all I know. She in the paperwork.
Yeah, the dude named her, said she was a sex worker.
And then you see.
And then she said something.
Then she tried to say 50 raped her out of anger. She posted on IG, then deleted. I think she reposted it. So it's like, come on.
He was abusive. And she did already file something on 50 Cent when he slapped her or some shit. Yeah. That's what I said, 50 Cent, you gotta chill, dog. Niggas can come after you too.
I just don't know, man.
In this Hollywood streets.
I just don't know. Like you said, they may be closing the book on that era of hip hop, yo.
And then while they keep trying to keep saying Jay-Z, you next. Like, what y'all trying to do?
The people want, you gotta understand, people, they just want blood from any, they just want to see people
so they just
down.
People,
yo,
just up that upset with their lives.
But you gotta think, Jay-Z been great for so, he got a lot of haters, yo. People were tired of Hov being great for so long and being Teflon for so long. They just want to see a little chink in the armor that he's able to be taken down. I don't think Jay-Z can be taken down, yo. He too strong. He know the right people. He got the right connects. Beyonce his wife. So that's a lot of protection.
What if these people are really terrible people, though? They
is.
So they should be taken down.
Come on.
So they should be
taken
down.
Taken down for what? What is our business? You don't...
Terrible people?
Everybody, yeah, they terrible. What, taking them down, what that's going to do for your life? Not a damn thing.
The life is just about...
What is it going to do for your life?
She
yes, I was part of the takedown.
We got him.
We got his ass finally. I was part of the takedown. Like,
I mean, but a lot of people have been victims of freak offs.
Niggas is victims.
It's a lot of freak off victims.
What y'all talking about for
real? And maybe these victims.
You wasn't victimized by them.
But seeing Diddy come down for it is kind of like, yes, it's a win for the victims. If he did what they saying,
man,
he did.
Go hard for your own victims. Victimize them.
What I'm thinking is, it is, man, it's just 90s hip-hop, man. It just a lot of sex, a lot of drugs, a lot of money, power. It's coming back to haunt them, yo. Too much freaking off, maybe. It's only so much freaking off you can do, yo. Maybe he went too far with it. Maybe he didn't do none of this. We don't know. This shit, I just slammed my hat down. Because I don't know, man.
You want to know.
I just want to know.
What you
want to
know?
What happened?
If it's true, 100%. If it's 100% true,
did he do it? Did he not do it? He might be like 50% guilty.
I'm going to say 75.
75%?
Yeah. 75%.
So how far you is this guilt, you think?
25%.
Oh, so you're saying only 25% guilty. So how far you think he took? Maybe too much freaking off?
What was too much freaking off to billionaires?
I mean, I guess you can't really. Who's to say what's too much freaking off? If it's all adults in a room, who can say that they're wrong?
Then they say he got cameras. So maybe they just try to take him down to get them cameras. Somebody else.
This is the problem. Who is they? Who is they?
The freak offense.
Who's they? Niggas always saying they said. They said. Who is they?
You know who they is.
We don't know who they is. They is just. We don't know who they is, yo.
Look, you. They need to come right forward. There. They.
Well, they need to come forward, yo. Because they got Diddy looking bad, and they trying to.
Look, they. You know what they mean.
And they trying to erase a lot of our history. You know what I mean? Man. He's an icon to us, Coach Molly.
You mean? Hey. They. The higher elite. Whites.
Could this be a deeper, darker criminal link?
Yeah, what they saying? He's selling coke? Come on now. And guns. Come on now. So now you trafficking guns and pink cocaine?
Well, they say that, I mean, he was putting that in. Well, they're saying he had drug mules, people to go get the coke for him.
No, you know what a drug mule is. Getting what coke for him?
You see they arrested that white boy. Bricks. They said that was one of his mules. Go get my. If you say you freaking off, yo, you send a white boy, go give me some coke.
You can't be saying mules. What you know what a drug mule is? What I'm saying. No, they
making it. It gotta look good for the headlines.
No, that look crazy.
He really just a flunky.
Exactly. So why are you saying some drug mule?
Because it gotta look good. It
no,
gotta
that
look,
don't. That it, don't look good. That
you
look
trying
crazy.
To take a black man down? You gotta.
You
be
trying
creative.
To say P Diddy some big ass kingpin selling bricks and shit?
Oh man, I mean, it's just starting, Coach Molly. It's just starting. It ain't nowhere near ending. But I as long as he ain't in jail, so he's still outside. So it can't be that bad. I don't know what's going on. I'm confused, yo. I really am confused. I'm looking through my notes, and I just
your notes ain't got nothing to do.
I'm looking through my notes, and I just don't know. They ransacked his crib, both his cribs, but he not arrested. All this paperwork, not arrested. All these stories, no puffing cuffs. I don't know what's going on. So what happens next? This just goes away?
No, nigga.
What happens next?
The next person gonna get exposed. I'm gonna say in like 2 weeks, a new name gonna pop up.
In 2 weeks, you got a new name
coming.
Heard
it from me.
A powerful name?
Yup.
Just as powerful as Diddy?
Probably in the top 10 of powerful people.
So you saying Diddy telling?
I ain't saying he telling. But somebody else going down.
I just don't like it, man. It's just, it's something we not, no, it's one valuable piece of information we ain't being told, yo. It's something going on. We gonna get to the bottom of this shit. But keep your eye on it, man. This is the first day of April. So we moving into the second quarter. We got our eyes on this Diddy situation.
April Fools.
But I just saw him on. I just saw him on Twitter dancing on. You know what I mean, at his house. So I don't know, man. Prayers up for not just prayers up for Diddy, but prayers up for everybody in the situation. The kids, everything. The moms. We gonna see what's going on. All right, now we're gonna move on from the freak offs.
Freak wars.
The freak wars. Coach Marley, we got rap wars and we got the race wars. Which one you want to go?
Let's go to the race war.
Let's go to the race war. By the time y'all hear this, we'll be knee deep in the race wars by the time this come out. Tonight we got LSU versus Iowa. We got Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark. Misa Mans, Womans. Who you rolling with, Coach Marley? Whether you like it or not, it's black versus white.
Why is it? Why can't
Because it's just how it's bubbling right now. It's how it's bubbling. It's been brewing since last year's meeting when LSU put the ass whooping on Caitlin Clark in Iowa, taunting them. You had white men on Twitter going at Angel Reese. You know what I mean? And it's been brewing for a year. It's the rematch everyone's been waiting for. Who you got, Coach Marley? You rolling with the culture? Or you rolling with the good old American girl? Come on, Coach Marley. Don't be scared.
She kind of rough.
Yeah, she's sneaky rough. Don't be scared, Coach Marley. Say it.
I'm going with LSU.
Coach Marley said he's sticking with his people.
I don't think Caitlin going to go crazy.
I think she will go crazy, but it ain't going to be enough. Crazy LSU like team, what? How too. Many points she might give him about 35.
I don't think. What you don't think so? What she had last year against them?
I don't know. She averaged 30.
It don't matter. This year she be
killing. She averaged 30.
I think she only going to have like 27.
If she only get 27, they ain't got a shot. Lose, she need to put up like 35 plus.
Rocking out with the LSU.
You take.
I just wanted to see a back-to-back or them get there.
You want
to
see them?
Because, okay. Who what they in, the Elite Eight?
They in the Elite
Eight. Is Dawn Staley team still there?
Yep.
Oh, that's who I'm rocking with, for real, for real. All
right, so you picking LSU.
USC?
Nah. South Carolina got the big girl, Cardosa. I don't know who else, but they got a good team. All right, so Marley's rolling with LSU. I'm going to pick LSU to win in a close one. I think they got a better team. But Caitlin, if she can put her team on her back, I think she can do it. And she feel like she owed them. She owed them one. She ain't like how it went down last year.
All right, what's your score prediction?
I don't know. Maybe 85-82.
You think it's gonna be that high?
85-82.
I'm going.
Might hit OT. I say overtime.
I'm going 79-75.
But the game is not what we want to talk about. The aftermath of the game. Are you ready? Twitter is ready. They loaded up. The white men got their racial tweets ready. Black women got their tweets ready to attack the white men. That's what it's going to be, because niggas don't really care. Niggas just want to see a good game.
Wow, it's going to be a good game. I don't like this. I seen some kind of, why are y'all guys all up old Caitlin?
Because
this white girl said, this ain't got nothing to do with race. This is basketball. And girls basketball is popping right now. It's better. It's, I don't know none of these niggas' name in the men's basketball.
Listen, Coach Marley.
You feel what I'm saying? They ain't making no noise.
Listen, Coach Marley, I'm sad to say.
The girls popping.
I'm sad to tell you, my brother, whether you want it to be or not, this game is about race.
That's all. Okay. That's what you want.
That's not what I want. Well, it is kind of what I, because I just want to sit back and enjoy. Because guess what? We ain't, as black men, we ain't in this one.
Yes, we is.
No, we not.
Yes, you is.
No, we not.
Nerd thinky Dr. Umar.
Yes, no, we not. Because watch all y'all niggas.
No, we not.
All y'all niggas pick the white girl.
No, we not.
Y'all going to get called
this
out.
Is, guess who this war is for?
Who?
Black women against white men. That's the argument that's going to be on the timeline.
All right.
It's going to be the white men going for Caitlin. White men love to argue online. And we know the black women they love to argue online. So they get to go against each other tonight. I am going to be there ready as soon as the game is over. Don't matter who wins, who loses.
Are you going to step up if one of them white guys get out of line?
I'm out of it. I'm out of it.
You not gonna stand up for your sister? I'm out of it.
Let them fight. By the time y'all hear this, it'll be popping on the timeline. Black men, stay out of it. Stay out of this one. Let the black women and white men argue. We just want a good game. That's all we want. Like I said, I got LSU winning in overtime. Imagine this. And there's no way the fuckery guys would give us this. But just imagine this. Imagine a nice little scuffle in the game.
Nah, they ain't going
if we could get a good scuffle.
That means someone would be getting suspended for the next games.
If we get a scuffle.
You just want trouble, man. You just want mayhem.
If we get a scuffle, do you know what's going to happen on the timeline?
You ain't trying to see a good basketball game. You just want to see drama, man.
No, I don't want to see drama.
I mean, he being
wet. I don't want to see drama, but I just know.
This nerd 100.
I know what the possibilities are. Because they already gassing this shit up like crazy. I see all the white men with dogs in they Abby. They pumping up Caitlyn. The streets just want to see a good game.
The streets is Twitter.
It's kind of one and the same nowadays.
Not with these bots.
Yeah, I know. That's true. That's true. But I'm just saying, be careful. Like I said, by the time y'all hear this, it's going to be nasty on the timeline. Watch what you say. Some stuff you don't need to tweet. You could put it in the group chat. You don't have to jump in every argument. Let them argue. This... Black men, stay out of this one, yo. Comment on the athletics and the points. Stay out of the arguments, please. Because it's going to be nasty. I'm warning you. I'm predicting it. But like I said, I got LSU. I'd be surprised if Caitlyn going to have to drop like 50, yo. Is she capable? That'd be crazy if she give niggas a 50
burger.
She ain't
dropping 50 on the chicks, dog.
Her teammate, it just...
I'm telling you, she only going to have 27 points.
That ain't going to be enough. That ain't going to be enough. 27? Well, yeah, maybe, because she could give 27, and, you know, she good for, like, 12 assists. We'll see, but that's tonight, 7 p.m. I'll be there. I'll be ready with a blunt roll. I'll be watching the game, and I'll be watching the timeline by 9:30. All hell will.
Oh, you watching it in the comfort of your home?
Oh, I'm gonna watch it comfort. I'm gonna watch it cozy.
Oh, you ain't gonna be out. Yeah,
I ain't coming out. Nope, I ain't coming out for that. I want to be cozy. And then another good game come on right after. You got UConn and USC. Yeah. You got Paige versus Juju. So that's gonna be a good one. Women's basketball, they got it. They got it.
Some niggas ain't nice.
Well, I know the one. I know.
Never
mind. I don't know the names.
Niggas ain't doing nothing, bro. Niggas ain't making no noise. All they want to do is step back threes. All
right, so we got the freak wars out the way. We got the race war out the way. Time for the rap wars.
Yeah, man.
My man's in a tight situation right now.
Got cooked. And why he be wearing them corny ass lays for his concert? Your man's.
I mean, that's just his. That's corny, his concert lay.
That shit ass, dog.
Future Hendrix, Metro Boomin dropped their album, We Don't Trust You. Shots at my man, Aubrey Graham, better known as Drake. Shots all throughout the album. Even got Prodigy voice on there. You can tell that was strictly for him. They wanted Drake to hear that. Kendrick got at him and J. Cole. It's been about, what, a week now? Two? What has it been, a week since that dropped? This is the second week right here.
Yeah, second
week. No response. No words from Drake or Cole. You know what? I feel he will respond, but I'm not mad at him taking his time.
Aww.
when you're going up against somebody as powerful and skilled as a Kendrick, you're going to need a little more. You can't just pump out a diss in a week, yo, against Kendrick. This ain't Meek. Meek, you could just write some shit and get at him.
Well, you forgetting about Pusha T.
Oh, well, he already did. He already took that. That's an L.
Who?
Drake.
Oh. But he ain't take long coming at Pusha T?
He didn't. That was a quick. When he dropped, what was that called? Duppy or
the
whatever?
Duppy note and some other shit.
He did respond quick.
Was it 2 weeks? No. He responded right after.
He responded that kind. I don't know how long, but it was kind of quick.
As soon as he heard the shit, he dropped the Duppy shit. Had the sound. Look, when it came on the beat and he was upset. Then he did the sigh. He's like, did he do that on the song?
Yeah, he did. Like, damn, why I gotta do this?
You coming at me now?
Well, maybe him taking long might mean it's
the he trying to find some dirt.
You know, he might be putting it together. He ain't got nothing for Kung Fu.
Because
what he gotta be thinking is he ain't got nothing for Kung Fu Kenny. He gotta be thinking, all right, this nigga threw the shots at me, so he got something else in the cut. Kendrick ain't just gonna jump out there and he ain't got nothing else.
Why
are
you worrying about what he got in the cut?
Because you gotta be prepared. You gotta be prepared, yo.
Because he can't say nothing.
He gotta put this together right.
What can you say?
That's for him. He the MC. He gotta put it together.
I don't think he gonna say nothing.
It's always something to say, yo.
What can he say?
It's always something, man.
All he gonna say is I sold more records. But
he really not really. He could just say he don't think the nigga better than him.
He has more records, but
huh?
He has more records.
Nigga, Kendrick already said that. Nigga, you ain't fucking with me, dog. That I had to dissect that track and he killed you, dog. Just be quiet.
Right now, it's seeming like it's Drake versus everybody.
Well, stop
they want
being
his demise.
Stop being a little bitch.
It comes a time where people get tired of you running the game, yo, and they want you down from the top. I think this is what he's facing right now. I need him to drop some shit. He gotta drop some ether type shit.
He gotta do the full rap album.
Fuck an album, dog.
No, that's what he
needs. He need to get at.
But having he need to go back to I'm reading this is too late style.
But that don't mean he gotta. I feel like he got this Kendrick by himself. Don't try to loop everybody together because everybody else to get you.
Well, he got a long list of niggas he need to get at.
Well,
this ain't even like
Future Kendrick. Even Ross did some little sneaky shit.
See, your man be doing all the sneaky shit.
So Drake
still trying to steal Jay Z style.
Anything to Future, really? Future's responding to
he gotta say something to him.
Not to Future.
He ain't gonna say nothing
to yo.
They made a
Kendrick
whole campaign.
Hung up your pen game again, which is questionable. Like who writing it?
Yeah. So how long do we wait? How long do you think we wait for a reply?
Memorial Day.
That's too
damn,
long.
Damn, Memorial Day.
Nigga, he got to a 420, or you get smoked.
So he got to a 420, or we putting him in a pack.
Put him in a pack. I'm gonna give me a nice Zaza pack woods, the backwoods, the Zaza jaws, and we rolled up this Aubrey. That sounds like a good
matter
spread
of fact.
Too.
If he don't reply,
who would some weed called Aubrey look like?
Probably white hairs on it. Oh.
This
is what we gonna do, Coach Marley.
Some red hairs like his son.
Coach Marley, if he don't reply by 420, we gonna make custom Drake packs.
All right.
If this nigga don't, and that's it, and we just gonna hand that nigga the L. Ain't no way. Damn, 420, that's what, 19? Ain't no way, yo.
Almost 3 weeks.
And by then, Drake, you know, Future putting out another album in 2 weeks.
He might as well just wait.
If you let Future drop 2 albums on your head, with no reply.
If I'm Future, I'm holding that album to Memorial Weekend.
Nah, it's coming. Nah,
let this album keep going.
He on fire.
Nah,
right now,
bro.
What he gonna have after that?
You gotta let this. You ain't DMX, my nigga.
I think it's gonna be Hendrix too. I'm hearing it's gonna be
Hendrix
too.
Man, just wait. Let this shit play out.
He waited long enough. He been gone a long time. Future, he been quiet. He listen to listen, bro.
He been gone for on a year.
Yeah, he ain't been gone.
Last year, right?
So, I mean, I don't know, Drake. We need, come on. We're giving you 19 days, or the pack is being...
He was right at week, though. We waited for Meek. He came right... He was ready for Meek and Pusha T.
He giving us captions, angry captions. Maybe he cooking up, yo.
Nigga, you got 19 days.
What
nigga.
If he come with the craziest diss... He almost has to.
I think he better just be quiet.
He can't. It really ain't hip hop, yo. Hey. He can't be quiet, nah, yo.
Be quiet.
No. And now, listen, over the weekend, I went to two gatherings. Nigga, they played that shit and motherfuckers. It's worse when a diss it can get the people moving, yo. I said, wow, I know Drake ain't like this.
So is this song on the same level as Back to Back?
It could get there.
That's why I said Future don't need to put out no new album
yet.
I mean,
it might be.
He don't need to put out no new album yet, dog. Just let it keep. This ain't even get played at the day parties yet, dog.
And did you see LeBron rapping to it?
Come on.
At the shoot around.
And then mother.
Look, I'm telling you,
look, I started big because remember I said I don't like the fucking I ain't like it first. But this nigga, he killed me. He was like, nigga Bob. Then he said it three times. Then he said the last one, he's like, nigga Bob.
Listen. Listen, if this is the Drake.
I was like, right, Kendrick. If nigga Drake, Bob, yo.
If Drake is who I think he is, all this is pissing him off, yo. And somebody gonna have to pay for this.
Dog, Drake, if you smart, just don't say nothing.
Nah, no, no.
See, y'all trying to bait him.
He has to do.
Kendrick is gonna smoke this man.
Bro, when you, Marley, Coach Marley, if bro. You, now let's go back to the era when you rap.
Yeah.
If somebody dissed you, you write to your notebook and you getting right at him.
He can't write.
You're not waiting 19 days to reply. Bro. It's going to be more than that.
What you mean? Nas waited a whole year.
He did.
See? Y'all trying to change rules and shit,
he
did. Dog.
And he came, and it was worth the wait.
See? Just be quiet. You got to let the...
But this is different times, yo.
Let the movie play out. Don't let nobody trick you out your spot, man. Drake ain't trying. All
right, so what? Hold on, but you just said if it don't come out of 20, if well, you're packing them up,
that's the deadline we giving them.
But you saying he should say fuck?
But
I don't.
If I was him, I would not say nothing. I let it play out. No, you still gotta see where everybody at, who picking what sides, and then you drop your bomb.
So you saying just sit back
just
and watch
sit back
the scene,
and watch,
see who turning on you, who got little sneaky
man,
things to
different.
Say.
Cause he be doing a lot of slick shit. Like
a lot of it comes down to women.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, bro, just diss him.
What is he gonna say?
Nigga, he gotta come up with it.
But what is he gonna say?
Bro, you can say something about anybody.
No.
You can say anything. You can tell a nigga, get the fuck out of here with your... woke raps and all that. It's always a way, bro.
Dog,
nobody is.
He not going, because you think he going.
Nobody
Teflon. He going to lose fans, bro.
No, he not.
Yes, he is.
His fan base, he got him no matter what.
All right. He ain't got him if he don't come with this shit.
I actually see a lot of his fans saying he don't even need to reply.
Yeah, because they know he going to lose. You, he
I
got
no,
to.
No, I don't necessarily think he will lose.
Why you think he will win,
bro?
What are you gonna say about
when
Kendrick?
Drake and Petty diss him? He dangerous, yo.
What do you don't have nothing on Kendrick?
Why do you say he don't have nothing on Kendrick? Is Kendrick the greatest nigga rapper ever?
I'm not saying that he don't got nothing on, nothing in Kendrick's history we seen him in rap. Has he have any flaws?
Bro, all it take is
good. Coming to his style.
All it take is good rhymes.
No,
to
bro.
Get at somebody.
No, bro. Them good rhymes ain't work for Pusha T.
That first joint he dropped was hot.
Yeah, because you name dropping and making up shit and trying to make it seem like you was messing with Pusha T wife or something.
He might say something about Kendrick wife.
And you going to get aired out. Well,
the air out got to come. Bro. Then it'll be back on Kendrick.
Bro, no. Just be quiet. Don't say nothing, y'all. Just rap. Just do your music. And if you're going to come
take,
back, you
Drake, don't take your advice. Whole rap album. Bomb on these niggas.
Make
yo.
A whole rap album. No singing shit.
Bomb on these niggas.
He said that on his last album.
Well, he done. Nigga bum. Nigga bum.
He said he don't rap that way no more. He said it.
He going to bomb on these niggas. Because
he ain't got
bro.
The writers. Come
he
going to
bomb
man.
On these niggas. My only thing is, I don't think it's going to
All he going to do is say something about what this little girl from Atlanta told me or whatever. He going to pick a city, pick a girl name.
We don't know how he going to come. Pause. We don't know what angle he going to take.
Pause.
You know what I mean? It's on him. This is why I want to see how is he going to attack.
You. How, the way you talking, coming? You don't even believe in him.
I believe in him.
You don't.
I've heard enough of his rhymes to know he has the wittiness and the pen to say some fly shit.
But not to this nigga Kendrick, bro.
You feel what I'm saying?
Everybody you went up against, you had information.
You gotta have more than fly shit. You gotta have funny shit. You gotta have shit that's gonna hit the soul.
So how'd he cook meat so bad?
That was easy. Girl tour, war tour. That's all he said. And then the AR ab line. That's all he said with meat.
But he cooked them.
But that's easy shit, because that's fucking internet shit. But what you going to say about Kendrick? Kendrick ain't online. Kendrick don't be doing shit. So what do you have to pick from to go at him? All
right, so if you was an MC and had to diss Kendrick, how would you attack him?
I would just say he copy Eminem style.
All right, come on.
Niggas in the hood ain't really listening to you.
Okay. There we go. Really. Look, come on.
But niggas in the hood ain't really on Drake either.
You know that's... Come on, Marley.
No, bro.
Come
niggas not on, listen bro. To that singing shit all day long,
Drake
my
get
nigga.
Get more play than Kendrick in hoods.
They're not. That's true. No, that's not biased. That is
come
true.
Come on, yeah.
Especially
come
on this side of the country.
Come on, yo. It's a way to attack any nigga.
No. You not... Ain't no way rap-wise. I don't think... I don't know.
So if J. Cole chooses to respond to Kendrick, there's no way J. Cole can attack. You telling me there's no way J. Cole can attack him?
He just going, they just, I don't know. J. Cole got a better shot than Drake.
But he didn't really come at J. Cole.
Yeah, he
man,
did.
He said, motherfuck the big three.
I mean, he it's said in the first shoot, yeah, he came at him.
I can't go for it. It's no way to attack Kendrick.
I don't
bro.
Think it's
any
no way,
nigga
bro.
Could get attacked, yo.
If he get attacked, it's just gonna be little jabs. It's not gonna be nothing that's gonna be like, yo, this nigga Kendrick gotta do something now. It ain't gonna be none of that, bro.
You don't know.
I do
you don't
know.
Know what people know. You don't know what Drake know.
Nigga don't know shit.
You don't know the secrets Drake know. Drake been kind of baiting him for long enough.
I mean, they've been battling each other their whole career.
So you don't mean to tell me Drake ain't got little
yeah,
rhymes
then
put
that,
out?
Look, Kendrick finally went in and really said some shit and got your man on the ropes. Your man at concerts, I'm the best ever. I don't care about what nobody say. I can do nothing. Why don't you drop a freestyle or something? Because you can't.
Bro, you got to be.
Nigga bum.
Kendrick ain't a nigga. You can't just jump out the window on Kendrick. The nigga dangerous.
So that's why the nigga need to play with
so
something
safe.
So
you need safe. To take your time and craft.
Chill.
He need to take his time and craft a masterpiece.
Why you say he got to play with somebody that's safe?
Yeah.
He got to craft a masterpiece.
Kendrick be doing push-ups in the hood.
So like, come on, man. Anybody
listen,
beatable.
Listen, bro.
Anybody beatable, yo.
Listen, bro.
Drake, if you listening, I know you listen to us on the low. Come on, yo. This Listen. Is the time. You wanted your respect? This is your time to get it.
Hey, Drake.
This is your time to get your
Drake,
respect.
Drake, just lock in the studio. Give us that rap album that we want. And don't
I
say
don't
nothing.
Want it. I don't want it. I don't even want no rap album. I want one diss. Diss all these niggas that have been coming at you and go back to honestly, never mind too bad.
You think he gonna diss somebody and then go back? No, that nigga about to just stay away from Kendrick.
Coach Molly, stay away from Kendrick, the booth. Man.
Coach Molly, tell 40, don't even plug up the plugins and none of that shit. Don't. We just gonna focus on something else. We ain't even gonna give this boy attention.
Nah, yo. Yeah, I don't like that type of thought.
Listen, bro. Your man's get cooked. You don't.
If he get cooked, he get cooked.
Nah, now you say that because you
but
know.
But you gotta say something.
What is he gonna say?
We gonna see. If I had to diss Kendrick, I'm gonna take my time. And I'm going to find a way to attack him.
It's going
to
take you a year to make a diss.
I'm going to tell my way to attack him.
Niggas might not care to touch Kendrick.
Come on, man. Stop it. The nigga ain't, first of all, he ain't that nice to where the nigga can't.
It ain't about that. But when you dissing somebody, what angle are you coming?
We don't know.
But what angle?
Everybody thought Nas was dead. And he fucking blew the fucking brakes off Hov. Anybody could be beat. He ain't really have dirt. He just made fun of him.
He made fun and just said some shit. That was basically a tie. I don't even know why they be saying Jay-Z lost.
I don't know about a tie. Ether.
Bro, Ether was just a couple of the lines and the beat.
Maybe Drake might.
Nigga,
you
take
know what? I don't know, Drake.
Song,
I don't know what you're going to do, but you're going to have to do it.
You better not do nothing.
You're going to have to do it, yo, because, like, come on. The game turning on you. You thought they were before.
Why they turning on? It's so hot.
No, because the nigga coming with this mediocre shit, man.
I don't know why the game switching
on. Jumping on waves.
And then now with Future coming at, you know the game ready to be with Future.
Look, you leaving so much ammo for Kendrick. Why you hang around Sexy Red now? Drake, you got too much shit. You leave that man alone.
We gonna see, man.
Yeah, that's what Kendrick said in the fucking raps.
We gonna see. But as of right now, it's been about 2 weeks. No reply, just captions. So we're going to see, man. We'll see what episode we come in here and we got a diss to talk about. And I can't wait. Somebody going to get cooked. It's a cooking coming.
19
days. I don't know who it's going to be, but it's a cooking on the way. So keep your ears and eyes open. I'm sorry. Jessica's telling me to talk into the mic. Starting fives. Let's get to the starting fives, y'all. Right now, Meese is in the lead with 134 points. Molly is in second place with 122 points. And I am in third place with 116 points. Let's get into Coach Molly's team first. Coach Molly. Tyrese Maxey. Been kind of quiet.
Nah, he was injured. He came back. Get my
he was
man.
Injured.
6 points.
6 points.
No. He just dropped 30 on niggas.
Whoa.
What?
I say four.
Nah, nigga, give my man a five, dog. Y'all hate
four, yo.
Five.
4 points. Oh. 4 points.
Aw, oh, haters.
Dr. Umar. I've been seeing him. He still got. He been having new clips with Nick Cannon.
Yeah, I give him a two.
All right, we'll give him a two. Cameron.
They've been quiet.
Yeah, they've been kind of.
They've been quiet. I don't like how they doing.
We're going to give him a three. We'll
give them niggas a three.
We'll give Cam a three. Damn. Ruby Rose. Ruby Rose.
Still taking good pictures, but we need
a little more now. But it's heating up. She might get hot.
Yeah. I'll give her a three.
Give her a three. Oh, team looking calm. Yay. Yay, yeah, went on a nice little rant. He said he smoked Kendrick. He smoked Drake.
But he didn't do any of that.
Some people agree with him.
What'd he smoke Kendrick on?
On that, what's that joint? No More Parties in LA, I believe. Oh. I seen people agreeing. I saw a lot of people saying, yeah, he right.
I gotta hear that.
Said he smoked Drake at his own concert when they did the concert together.
With the Hoover joint.
What else he, I don't know what else he been up to. He ain't been kind of quiet.
Then he said, well, he got the, he did the Vultures too, listening shit. They going over different
I'll
places.
I'll give him five.
I'll take that.
All right. Yeah, I'll give him five.
He said he's dipping from P. Diddy. He ain't want to talk to him.
He did. He did he dip from P. Diddy or hide from him?
I'm gonna say he hide. Could see
the, all right, well, they, if he hear from him, we take no point.
Don't take no point.
If he hear from him,
he was honest, so he give him his point. He was honest about the dip ball.
He got five. Majestic Meese team, Caitlin Clark. She just got offered $5 million from Ice Cube for the Big Three. I mean, she's still in the tournament. What do you want to do?
I give her an 8.
I was going to say 8. I give her an 8. I mean, she be getting 10s. If we was a day late and they won, yeah, we would probably give her a 10, right, but we'll give her an 8. Mason Betha.
I like what Mace said about destiny in life.
What'd he say?
He basically said, like, he kind of happy that he was, he didn't, he got out the industry the time that he did, because he would have been caught up in all this mess.
So we gave Cam a 3. Do we give Kate Mace what?
I'm giving him a 5.
5? All right, I'm giving him a 5. Issa Rae.
I don't know what she did.
Oh,
I ain't even seen that.
I sent you a clip.
How long ago was this?
Nigga, it was like 3 days ago.
I ain't see no.
I sent it to Nerd on a personal tip.
We wouldn't do Coach Molly.
I'll give her a 3.
I was thinking 4.
High number wins.
All right, high number wins. 4. LaRussell. He keep a clip. I'll give him that. He keep a clip, yo.
His stuff don't be coming in my direction, so
he keep a clip, but he kind of just be clipping everything.
I'm not. I ain't giving.
But content is content.
I ain't giving him no points.
Consistent content is worth something.
Until I start seeing it.
So what was you thinking, Coach Molly?
I'm not giving him nothing. I'm thinking 4. I ain't giving him nothing.
Coach Molly got to give me something.
You do more than all them niggas.
I give him a 3.
You do more than
you say 3. I say 4.
He knows
3. I give him a 3.
How be dropping shit every day?
We'll put 4, yo.
I'm tripping.
That
we'll
shit don't come on my radar.
Cause you ignore it.
No, Mother I don't. Me. I don't Majestic see Meese. Herself. Herself.
Hey, I retweeted, so I'm in your stuff.
Herself. What we doing with Majestic? Coming in at point guard.
What did you do?
I mean, well, she get she we give her a point.
I give her 2 points for the juices master. Today.
Oh, she did bring the juice in.
The natural celery juice.
We gonna give her
a little spice.
What you saying?
I like the last juice better.
So what you want to give her?
I give her a 4.
All right, 4.
Thank you. I mean, stick to the juice recipe. The other one.
All right, now for my team.
The other juice. What we called it? Majestic juice.
For my team, Dame Dash. He been putting out interviews in his own studio, but it been kind of quiet.
I'm giving Dame a 2.
I'll give him a 2. I'll give him a 2.
Nah, he just put
Shannon
a video
Sharp.
Out. He just put it. Hold on. He had just put a video out of how Vlad is trying to threaten him.
What did he say?
So what do you want to do? I mean, I can't really call my own shots on my team. 2 or 3?
2.
2. 2.
What?
This nigga ass.
What?
Nigga bald, man.
Nigga on, he posted me. I'm glad nobody picked Drake.
What do you post, man?
This nigga said.
I'll let you follow.
You gotta make sure it's real first, because it's April Fool's. It might be an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, he did, your man did a post and delete.
That's April Fool's. See, come on, y'all falling for the April Fool's, man. Shannon Sharp. He just hit 3 million subscribers.
His
interviews, the last couple ones.
Because he keep trying. Why he keep interviewing comedians?
What y'all want to give him? Yeah, but he did hit 3 million. That got to be worth something.
I'll give him a 3.
A 3 for 3 million?
I'll give him a 7. I'll give him a 3, nigga.
A 3?
Yeah, Offset told that man, stop wearing that tight shit, man.
So you say 3. So if you say 3 and me say 7.
It got 7 for what? Six then.
High number seven. Action Bronson. He been dropping his show. He just dropped new merch.
We still waiting for the sneaks.
Nobody ever see him, nerd.
That's y'all.
That same man. I give him a 2. Listen, get him a 2.
Right, said 2.
2.
All right, 2. Future Hendrix.
10.
Enough
said. Nothing else to say.
Coi Leray.
2.
2? She on tour with Janae. How you say her last name? I never. She on tour with Janae. All
right, 3.
I'm giving her a 2.
For going on tour?
What tour? It ain't her tour.
Dang.
She only get 3 for being on tour?
Give her 4. Let's see what song she got, though.
Let's see what we got here.
She the opener?
Who?
What she got? Like 2 songs?
I don't know. Don't disrespect her. Don't disrespect. Don't disrespect the child of Benzino.
Let me add these numbers up. All right. Still in first, Majestic Meese with 159. Coach Marley, hold on. I've taken second place.
That's fine.
With 141. And Coach Marley is in third place with 139. So we're coming into the second quarter of the year. All right, our team's looking good. I need a little more from Dame. Come on, Dame. I need more from Dame and Bronson. You know what I mean? Ruby Rose, come on. We got these cute women. They need to do a little more. But we got all year left, so we'll see what's up. That's all I got. We got our eyes right now. We got our eyes on Diddy, Drake, and we got the race war coming up. Tomorrow.
So we'll tonight.
Tonight, going into tomorrow.
Yeah,
7:00. By the time y'all hear this, it'll be lit. That's all I got. Anything you need to say, Coach Marley?
Run your movie, man.
Run your movie.
Watch it play out.
Anything to say, Majestic? No words. Make sure you follow us on all the socials. You know him by now. I hope you enjoyed this. I don't know how long this was, maybe about an hour. Hope this got you through an hour of work or an hour in bed or whatever you're doing in the gym. We will be back. Ain't no telling what can happen by the time we get back. Maybe it'll be some arrests, some disses. Who knows? But we'll be here to talk about it. We love y'all. We out.
don't listen. Still.